You are now locked into Interconnected Voices.
Interconnected Voices.
Growing up, I guess my mum just didn't have time to sleep. Like, she was too busy working a job to take time on the weekend and go for a leisurely swim. Which is like, fair enough. In February last year, I joined a swimming club called Swim Dem Crew. I guess what's so interesting about Swim Dem is it isn't like a black swimming club, right? Like, I always like black spaces that are like that organically. It isn't like for blacks only. Other ethnicities can join, but I guess it just kind of speaks to black people. It was just good to be like in a predominantly black space, learning a like difficult skill that isn't really tied to black people. Like people have said things like, you know, black people can't swim.
Cleaning chemicals inside the pool in an effort to get the Negroes to leave.
During the 1920s and 1930s, when cities opened up large resort-like pools, they permitted males and females to use them together. And it was at that point that white swimmers and public officials imposed racial segregation.
I think it took me like 3 months to learn how to do one length. It was a good feeling, but then I was like, okay, now 2 lengths. The black people I was around really helped that as well, because they're just learning it with you.
And as soon as 6 meters is done, I'm drowning straight away.
They get the stereotypes around black people.
And then there's that myth about black people don't float.
And right? Yeah, apparently we have
denser bones,
less buoyancy or things like that.
But I feel like if I went to a white swimming class, I would feel like the odd one out.
Going in the swimming pool means that I'm going to have to wash my wig the next day, and that's just long. Like, with white people, you've just got your nice hair, like, you can get it wet, wash it tomorrow, and it's just there. Nah, it's not the same for black girls, it's not the same.
I would have felt a lot of pressure if it was around other white people who are just beginners. I would have just felt like the odd one out. Like, every mistake I made would just be magnified. Like, oh, that's why black people shouldn't swim. Whereas when you're just around other black people who can't swim, you can just kind of wipe all of that away. I couldn't swim a length, but now I like feel comfortable enough to like swim in the sea. I've like nearly died in water twice, so I've always felt like I should have every reason not to swim, but I still do it. Still, when I'm in the sea, it's kind of like the ultimate F you to those moments. Like, I can still do it, I can still push through it. When I'm in the sea, I feel triumphant. People often say they feel like a weightlessness or they feel free when they're swimming, but I just don't get that. It's more of like a form of expression. So it feels like work, but that's the reasons I like it. I don't know, I see myself as like a boat or submarine, like cutting through the water. I always like to like cut through the water.